When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Today I've got some more r/entitled parent stories for you. Entitled mum tries to shove herself and the stroller onto a very full elevator. This was many years ago. I worked in a building with 20 plus stories and took the elevator every day. Wow, you must love reading then. I've got to edit that out, but I kind of want to keep it in, so there you go, enjoy that. Something I hate is when people try to smoosh themselves in whenever the elevator is already full. It happens constantly, and my claustrophobia would kick in a little, making for some really uncomfortable rides. As the years passed, I began to lose patience with the entitled people I encountered on the elevator, and began to get snarky. One day, I get to work and get on an elevator. There is barely any room, and briefly I think about getting off and taking another, when I see a woman with a stroller running in our direction. Of course, I'm going to call her Karen. Karen had a big stroller with a toddler in it. In her one hand was a Starbucks cup, and in the other was her phone, which was pushed up against her ear. She was directing the stroller with her body and doing a bad job of it. She's talking on the phone, totally oblivious to those around her, and heads towards us, clearly intent on taking our elevator up. I again take stock of the space and realize it's absurd of her to even try. The door starts to close, but Karen makes it just in time. She doesn't even look to see if there is enough room. She's so into her cool that she's just shoving the stroller into the doorway and assuming everyone will just part and allow her. The problem is that I'm standing directly in front of her. The door reopens, but I stand still, blocking the entrance. She pushes the stroller so it taps my legs, but I don't budge. She finally looks up from her phone call. I smile at her. Sorry, this elevator is full. Oh, I'm only going up 3 flights. Well, that doesn't change the fact that there is no room here for you and your stroller. A man in the elevator with me presses the door close button. Karen tells whoever is on the phone, hold on while I deal with something. There is plenty of room in there. I think I speak for the rest of us when I say that we don't want to be smashed up to the walls so you can fit in here. Just take the next one. The doors start to close again, but she pushes the stroller in the way so they reopen. I hear the people behind me sigh. We're all going to be late for work because of this idiot. I reached out with my foot and shoved the stroller back a few inches. I was nowhere near the little boy. Get your dang stroller out of the doorway. You are not the only person here. You do see that, right? The rest of us need to get to work. Stop being selfish and entitled and find another elevator. Karen looks like she's been assaulted, standing with her mouth agape. The man from before hits the closed door button again. As the door slides closed, I yell through the crack, have a nice day. Oh, I love the sarcasm from you throughout the story, it's so good. And here on the Karen Safari, we encounter the office Karen. This species brings in their precious child to work whenever she can and is always seen with a Starbucks drink in one hand and her phone in the other. Yeah, not gonna lie, this is one animal I wouldn't mind going extinct in the very near future. Now for our second story, she would rather risk killing her child than be wrong. I was sitting around reading stories here and I realized I had a perfect story. The entitled parent is my mother and she has an insane need to be right. When I was younger, my father had a massive heart attack, the result being that we had to change the family diet to something more heart healthy. Lots of people go to seafood for heart healthy diets because of all the healthy oils and fats, so shellfish and fish were a large part of the household. One night after we had a shrimp pasta, I started getting this weird feeling all over my body. I felt like my whole body was on fire and like my nose was stuffed, so I had to take deep breaths through my mouth. I looked at my arms and giant red splotches started to appear all over me. At this point, I call my mother over and exclaim that I must be allergic to shrimp. She looks at me and replies, "It doesn't look bad, just go to sleep." The entire night I tossed and turned, unable to catch my breath or get away from the relentless heat oozing off of my skin. I decided that day I would never have shrimp again. The next couple times my mother made a meal with shrimp, I would politely decline and make food for myself. Even though I made my own food from scratch, I was still feeling strange after the meal. It was starting to get to the point I would be gasping for air, barely able to swallow, and wheezing. I assumed that being in the same room when they cook shrimp might be enough to make me feel sick. I mentioned this to my mother and got an irritated sigh and eye roll. You are not allergic to shrimp! So the next time dinner with shrimp rolls around, I just don't say anything. The symptoms come on as usual, but I just kept it to myself. Apparently, the lack of mentioning how bad I felt was interpreted as me admitting I was fine. My mother walks over all proud of herself and sits down next to me. "See, I've been rubbing shrimp on your utensils before you eat for a while and you're perfectly fine. What?" Needless to say, I eventually went full anaphylaxis, unfortunately from something other than shrimp while I was student teaching, and had to go see an allergist. After my allergy panel, the doctor declared a very long list of foods, plants, and molds I was allergic to. Guess what was on the deathly allergic list? Shrimp. My mother's reaction when I pointed it out? She shrugged and said, "Oops." That was about a decade ago, and I still can't eat food she has prepared. She just tested me again with onions this time, just last year. She tells me there are no spices on things, and then remembers when my throat starts closing up and I have to devour Benadryl. The worst part is, my father knows and doesn't warn me. What is wrong with your parents? So that's my story of my mother preferring being correct over me being alive. I actually have a ton more of these. If anyone finds my random childhood stories interesting, I might post more. Thanks for reading. Look, if I'm completely honest, I don't really know how you're still alive. It sounds like your parents want to kill you. At this point, seriously, CPS need to get involved for child endangerment. What has just happened? Moving on to our final story. I live in a £1 million house, but my kids will starve if I pay 200. Backstory. I live in a private estate. House prices range from 950k to 1.6 million. Because the establishment is only 12 years old, I've known the entitled family for almost my whole life. I'm 13. The first memory I have is when we went to their house. I was 2 years old, the first entitled kid was 3, and the second entitled kid was 1. The first entitled kid used her toy handcuffs to tie my hands together, then put me in a suitcase. I spent at least an hour in there, wow. Then, when my brother was born, my mum was very protective, so I couldn't hold him, but EK1 claimed, "I'm more responsible. I'm 5, and grabbed my brother when my mum wasn't looking. The next story happened without me, but I thought I would tell it anyway. The entitled dad, along with some associates, had been found guilty of running a dental practice that had frauded the NHS, Britain's National Health Service, and got a £150,000 fine. But the entitled dad, along with the rest of the family, left the UK and went to India for 8 months. When we got back, we decided to go to the beach, and the entitled dad took me and the first entitled kid swimming in the sea. But eventually, 7-year-old me was not tall enough to go very far, but the entitled dad gave his kid a piggyback and left me behind. I then returned to where I was sitting with everyone else. My mom thought I drowned because the tide came in. Let's just say her and my dad were furious with the entitled dad. 2 weeks later, they invited us over to apologize, but the first entitled kid kicked their sibling in the balls and he began crying. Then the following happened. The entitled kid said, "Mummy, they beat me up. OP, how dare you treat my son like this?" I started sobbing. It was the other entitled kid. My daughter would never do that. My dad just said, "Leave my son alone." But OP hit my kid. Let's go home, OP. That same year, my mum took EK1 and 2 along with me to the zoo, Woburn Abbey. At lunch, they serve ham and cheese sandwiches. I'm a vegetarian, but no, the following happened. "I want a cheese sandwich." "OP is vegetarian. I'm sorry, but you have to have a ham sandwich." The kid then starts crying. "What? I can't eat lunch because of this ungrateful idiot." 2 years later, the entitled dad has his car impounded for not paying a parking ticket. One time, the entitled mum invited me over to their house for one afternoon. I asked my mum and she said yes. At the end, my mum came to collect me when the entitled mum charged my mum £300 to get me back. What? That can't be legit. Like, the question that I've got is, why do you keep seeing these people? They're just mental.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Last year, the entitled dad was arrested twice for charges of assault and resisting arrest. Then he spent 3 months in a mental health institute. In those 3 months, we had to do free school runs for the entitled kids. Now, yesterday is where things went to absolute poop. Have they not done already? This is very strange. Our Wi-Fi is trash because of the cables installed in my estate. We voted to improve them to fiber, but everyone had to pay 200 quid. Our estate is run by a select few residents who won an election for the role. My neighbour, who leads the committee, owns an accountancy business and owns an office both here in the UK, but also another in the US. At the moment, he is away. However, he left his wife, nice neighbour, at home because their daughter is returning from university tomorrow. But right now she's alone, but the entitled dad went to their house regardless. Then the nice neighbour pointed the entitled dad towards my house, but called my dad to warn us.
Hello, Winter.
Why the F did that effing lady?
Entitled dad, calm down.
I don't want that new trashy Wi-Fi. Ours works perfectly well.
However, my wife and I and many others are struggling to do our jobs and we cannot cope anymore.
You are attacking a person with mental health. You and the effing...
I'm not gonna read that out.
I won't have food on the table for a month.
Dude, you live in a £1 million house. What's £200 to you?
You earn more money than me. I have had medicine shoved up my butt.
What? EG, go home. We can discuss this issue later on. F off, you idiot. I later heard that he did this to two other neighbors. I'm not quite sure what to make of this story. Thank you to FormulaAnt90544 for uploading this to my subreddit. It was an interesting one to say the least. A lot of differing stories in this singular post. Many of them, I doubt they're true, but they were entertaining nonetheless. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. Yeah, I'm not sure about the last selection of stories, but I don't know. Let me know if you like them. If you want more from me, click the playlist on screen right away, and I will see you guys in a second.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.